Chapter 3. The Plan. Hugo had helped Isabel hobble out of the bedroom, and now they sat shaking at the kitchen table. He got some ice for her foot, and the two of them remained silent, trying to nurse their wounds. Eventually, Isabel's godmother came out of the bedroom.
"Are those really Papa George's drawings? Why didn't I ever know he was an artist?"
"Quiet, Isabel. Just tell me how your foot feels."
"It hurts."
"And your hand, Hugo?"
He shrugged.
"My house has suddenly turned into a hospital ward."
The old woman shook her head and tried to laugh, but she sat down at the table with them and began to cry.
"What's going on?" asked Isabel. "Why were those drawings hidden in the armoire? Why did Papa George get so upset when he saw them?"
"Can't you see the damage that's already been done, Isabel? Papa George is developing a fever. Who knows how long it's going to last? There's nothing more to say. You stole my key. You broke into my armoire. You're as bad as this thief here. I don't want you two to see each other again. Do you hear me? You can stay here till the morning, Hugo. I'll call a doctor to look at you and Isabel and George, and then I want you gone."
She ripped up some strips of fabric and made makeshift bandages for Hugo's hand and Isabel's foot. She wrapped them as tightly as she could.
"I'm sorry, Mama Jean. Please don't be mad. We just wanted to..."
"Hush. It's bedtime. Hugo, there is the couch. Come, Isabel. I'll help you to your room."
But Hugo didn't sleep on the couch. A plan formed in his mind. And as soon as Isabel and her godmother had left the room and gone to sleep, he tiptoed over to the coat hooks by the door. The old man's coat was hanging there, and Hugo fished in his pockets. He heard a jangling sound and found what he was looking for. He took the ring of keys, left the house, and walked back to the train station in the dark. Hugo headed straight for the shuttered toy booth. He made sure no one was around, and then he tried all the keys on the key ring until he found the one that opened the booth. He stepped inside and began going through the boxes, opening drawers and flipping through papers the old man kept back there. But there were no clues. Hugo had been hoping that perhaps there might be some scrap of paper to help him figure out what it was the old woman was keeping secret, something in the booth he had never noticed before. Hugo did find one curious item, though, wrapped in a piece of fabric at the very back of a drawer. Hugo didn't know why the old man had kept the blue mouse. He had always assumed the toy had been sold a long time ago. Hugo liked that he had kept it, though. He found himself smiling as he turned the blue mouse over in his hands. Hugo thought about the little mechanical parts inside the mouse, as well as the other toys that he had stolen and used to fix the automaton.